Tanis McNabb is the information coordinator with Alberta Forestry in Peace River. She joins us on the line today. Tanis, thank you very much for joining us. You were down in Australia. What was going on and how was it?
Hey, Keith. Yeah, thanks for having me. So we got the call for assistance down in Australia back in January. It's sort of a longstanding relationship between Canada and Australia, Alberta and British Columbia specifically. They'd been fighting fires since late December, early January, as their fire season is mirror opposite to ours. They said they need some help. They're kind of running out of steam. They could just use a breather, use a break, and use a little extra support. So about 40 of us from Alberta were selected and 40 from BC, and they shipped us off to the great state of Victoria down in Australia for about 30 days, and we assisted their firefighters with fighting their wildfires.
It was, a good way to return the favor, I guess, since Australia was up here back this past summer, I guess, eh?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, like I said, we have a really longstanding relationship with Australia, and they have been there for us time and time again when we need a little extra help, when we got to call in the support. So, yeah, it was absolutely, and we relayed this to them many, many times of what an honor it was to be able to return that favor. We were there back in 2019, but not quite as substantially. A lot more people went this time with a kind of a greater support. So, yeah, it was, like I said, it was absolutely an honor to be able to, to return that help.
You did mention earlier in the conversation here, Tanis, that it was a mirror opposite down in Australia as it is up here, especially as far as the weather. And if I'm not mistaken, the firefighters were definitely battling the elements in Victoria, were they not?
That's right. Yeah. So we arrived on a different day from the actual firefighter crews. So I was on an incident management team. So our firefighter crews got there the day before us, and the temperature when they landed was in the mid to, I wouldn't call it high 40s, but between 44 and 47, roughly. So incredibly, because when they left, it was actually around minus 40 when they left here. So it's quite a change, quite a shock to the system. And definitely something we had to take into consideration when briefing firefighters when we're talking about how we do field work, how we're managing, making sure people are hydrated and taking breaks and all of these things. So yeah, it was a scorcher, as the Australians would call it. It was nice to be somewhere warm. It was definitely not plus 40 the whole time we were there. It was kind of between, I would say, 25 and 30 for the most part, which was usually pretty okay. That being said, 100% humidity in some locations, it gets a little sweaty, but enjoyed being out. We enjoyed being out of the cold for at least that amount of time, though. That was nice.
With this field trip, as it were, I guess you could sort of call it a field trip. How much was it a chance to feed off of each other between yourselves and the Australians and to learn off of each other? Since, if I'm not mistaken, please correct me if I'm wrong, you were battling grass fires mostly.
Yeah, it is a really good opportunity to see how we do things differently. What I'll say first off is that our systems are incredibly similar just in the structure of how we do things. That's why we're so easily able to step into the role that we did, because they have the exact same roles and the same systems. Where it differs, yes, is what we call fuel types. So up here, obviously, it's a lot of forest fire. It's a lot of like that thick conifer, the trees, the boreal, mind you. Down there, yeah, there's grass fires are incredibly common just because they do have a lot of that open space. They do have forest fires as well. They don't call them that, though. They call them brush fires. And these are vast forests of eucalyptus. What they don't have in their forest is that really thick layer of organic soil on top. So their fires don't crawl down underneath and stay for long periods of time. the kind of larger issues that they face down there are, yeah, the extreme dry environment, just completely dry environment, and the oils within the eucalyptus trees absolutely just send fires running. In that, in combination with wind, that can send burning debris hundreds and thousands of kilometers ahead, their fires are fast. They move fast and they burn hot. So it's a much more urgent system in a lot of ways, just because they have kind of like a, you know, more of a concern for fires coming fast at communities.
What was brought forward down there? It sounds like there were a lot of maybe new techniques that were learned by the Canadians, and for that matter, the Australians as well, for the battle that was at hand.
Yeah, so up here in Canada and like across the nation, here in Alberta specifically, we have an overabundance of water resources. We're the number one freshwater resource on planet Earth. So we are very fortunate that when we fight fires, we have that resource available. And usually, I won't say that that's always the case. In Australia, it is much less so. So what the firefighters had to, and like I said, this isn't something that would maybe be a new concept, but it's something that we underutilize here just based on our water availability. So firefighters, they called it blacking out, which just basically means clearing out all the brush, all the vegetation around the fire perimeter to break that fire before it can advance further. A lot of heavy equipment, a lot of raking, a lot of breaking down vegetation, things like that. Like that was more of the strategy that they utilized there versus our water resources up here.
Now, having this experience under your belt here, Tanis, for the last couple of months, and I know we're now into fire season here in Alberta, does that mean that Alberta Forestry, specifically, I guess, your colleagues in High Level, in Grand Prairie, in Slave Lake, in High Prairie, and for that matter, your colleagues in Peace River as well, do you feel like you're more ready for the Alberta wildfire season that is expected to get dry come May, according to forecasters?
Yeah. So a couple things just with the readiness element. Yeah, there's always a transition from the off season to active fire season. We got back just and we landed and fire season begun here in Alberta. I'll say that getting back into the rhythm of fighting fires and being on incident. We're feeling a lot more, I guess, alert, you know, like coming back out of it and just not having as much of a break between the last time we did it to the next time we're going to need to do it as well. The drought codes are better this year than they were last year. For a lot of our northern communities and northern regions, we did receive quite a bit of snow. What we're hoping is that the temperature will increase gradually so that the moisture is allowed to get back into the ground and we have a better table, which reduces a lot of that kind of really dry grass, dry forest floor situation. If it thaws very rapidly, all of the water goes back into the basin, so it all goes back into the river, and that land doesn't have that same chance to absorb all that moisture, which will in turn create a more intense fire season. Like I said, we're sitting a little bit better up here in the north and in the south. The eastern slopes are kind of more of our concern this year just because they'd received very little to no snow. So kind of all eyes on the mountains this year.
Should we package some up and send it priority post down there?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said I would love to give you guys some of our snow.
That is for sure. Here's hoping, fingers crossed, that we have a quiet fire season. But I'm sure everybody is glad to know that, hey, we're prepared for it. I appreciate this. Tanis McNabb is the information coordinator with Alberta Forestry in the Peace River area. Tanis, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Keith, as always.